Welcome to this March 2018 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group Gathering. As you well know, I am your facilitator host, Robert Rogers, the founder of Parkinson's Recovery in 2004. Parkinson's Recovery is dedicated to providing information, support, and resources to individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, as well as their family members. Thank you so much for connecting into our program today. As is the custom for our support group gatherings, I will first provide an overview of the events we have sponsored, or I should say I have sponsored through Parkinson's Recovery for the month of March. And then I will switch over to connecting with each one of you to find out what's up, what kind of questions do you have, topics you want to cover, questions you have of other people, etc., etc. If you have any topics you'd like for us to discuss today or any questions specifically that pertain to any topic, feel free to write them in that little panel where you can write in questions on this particular support group gathering website page. First of all, a summary of the big events that we've actually sponsored during the month of March. The major presentation was a presentation that I aired last week where I previewed six promising therapies that I think offer the possibility of seeing relief from symptoms of Parkinson's disease. All of these six therapies fall into one or several of the following categories: light therapy, sound therapy, and electromagnetic therapy. You've probably heard me say this before, but my intuition tells me I'm dead right. The medicine of the future falls into those three categories. What folks are going to be saying 50 or 100 years or so from now will be, oh gosh, just think of those poor souls back in 2018. They really thought that the best solutions would be through supplements and pharmaceuticals. Now, don't get me wrong. Medicines and supplements are certainly going to be a fundamental base for returning to full health and wellness. But in terms of therapies that offer the greatest promise, I think they're going to all fall into those categories. And those therapies that use a combination of these particular therapies are going to be the ones that will provide the most significant return. I offered on the updates from Robert page on your member websites the link, of course, to that particular presentation. I hope most of you have had an opportunity to listen to the presentation. There's a little handout, and that's on that particular page with links to all of the websites and resources that I discussed during that specific presentation. So be sure to visit that page. On the member websites also, I've just posted this morning a quite fascinating way that you can clear your sinuses using energy medicine, something I learned quite a while ago, something that I know works because I use it all the time. It's easy, it's simple, it's free. If you do it, it works. So it may appear to you, if you've already heard those meditations, to be a little bit, well, this is rather strange. How in the world could this work? Well, I just want to say it does. And, of course, there's nothing to be lost without there's nothing to be lost by trying it. So be sure to check that long meditation. As you know, that's posted on today, on Monday of each week. It's about 25, 30 minutes long. And then, of course, we have shorter meditations each weekday on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, and Friday, that are only about anywhere from 2.5 to 5 minutes or 6 minutes. So that means that you don't have to take a lot of time out of your day to access the meditations. And, of course, please do access all of the updates that I do for every single day. Remember, there's a mind challenge, there's mind work. There basically is a wonderful set of radio show interviews, all of them categorized, so you can spend some time connecting into any one of those shows that have aired since 2004. I can't begin to tell you the number of wonderful suggestions that you can access by simply listening to some of those programs is quite frankly unbelievable. You're not going to get that resource anywhere else in not just the United States, but in this world. So please take advantage of beginning to listen to some of those radio show interviews. There's a joke every day, and for those of you that haven't quite got the point, you might think, well, that's pretty ridiculous. What does that have anything to do with my healing? And as it turns out, it has a lot to do. It's the best dopamine boost you can get. And by that I mean, I think, I have to say there's no actual research about this, but I think it's a much better boost that you can get from any supplement or medication. And that's because when you laugh out loud, your body produces dopamine. So read the jokes. They're on the member websites. If you have a phone, a smartphone, you can go to Google Play, and you can basically access Parkinson's Recovery Joke a Day. And it'll be downloaded directly to your phone. And you will get a little alert that the new joke is actually there for each of the weekdays. I spent a fortune to program all of that app for all of you out there, and you do, in order to be able to access that, have to pay the amazing price of 5 cents a day. So about $1.50 a month is all that it will really cost to be able to access that. So get out your smartphone, go to Google Play, and then search for Parkinson's Recovery Joke a Day, and you'll begin to get downloads of each of the jokes each day. And again, remember, the idea is you read a joke, and I laugh out loud to some of the jokes. I just want everyone to know. I think they're really funny. Other jokes, I think, well, maybe other people will think they're funny. I don't really laugh out loud. Well, if you see a joke and you think that's not really funny, well, laugh at me. Laugh at anything. If you laugh out loud, it doesn't matter what the reason is. Your body's going to make dopamine. So if anything, seeing a joke a day on your smartphone is going to be a reminder to laugh out loud. And you may think, but I don't have anything to laugh about. I really feel miserable today. Well, force yourself. Just laugh out loud. Doesn't matter what the reason is. That's what these laughter groups actually do. It's called yoga laughter, believe it or not. People, you know, basically sit around, and they don't actually tell jokes to stimulate the laughter. Everyone just starts to giggle. They start to laughter. And, of course, if you're in a group and one person starts to laugh, it's easy for other people to join them. And you begin to think, I don't know why I'm laughing, but it feels good. And you will really feel much better after you finish laughing, again, out loud, not just to yourself, but allow your body to hoot, so to speak. And I think you'll find, again, it's the best dopamine boost ever. I don't have any evidence for this, but I keep thinking that if you'll laugh quite a bit during the day, you'll need to take less medication for those of you who are taking some form of dopamine boost medication. Now, the last topic I want to cover is a topic I did not cover in the presentation that I aired this week about six promising therapies. There are actually seven. And I didn't cover the seventh therapy because the product is actually not available. And it is called a ketone ester. So here's the story, and some of you might have heard part of this, but you haven't heard the whole story. What has been discovered through research is that when the brain is relying on ketones as its energy source rather than glucose, there's a great benefit to the energetic efficiency of the entire human body. So the brain, yes, has to basically run on glucose. That's the fuel that it's necessary. But there's another natural fuel that's much, much more efficient. A researcher at the National Institute of Health, Dr. Richard Veach, has been studying the value of ketones as very specifically treatment for symptoms of Parkinson's disease and other neurological conditions for his entire career. I've attempted to recruit Dr. Veach to be a guest on the radio show 10 years ago, but he was not available. However, as it turns out, Dr. Veach has been collaborating with an individual who does have Parkinson's symptoms, whose name is Bill Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S. They both live in Washington, D.C. And Bill has taken it upon himself to be able to experiment how you can do fasting, how you can do a ketogenic diet, and how the actual ketone ester might provide a substantial relief from whatever symptoms you might be experiencing. What gets my attention is, in the interview radio show that I did with Bill about 3 or 4 months ago, Bill reported that he was taking 5 medications and he was, for the most part, symptom-free. No side effects from the medications. And I thought, wow. And of course, he has been experimenting with fasting, with doing some ketone salts, with a fat diet, and then he's also had access to the ketone ester. My suspicion is that as the ketone ester becomes more readily available to individuals who experience neurological challenges, that it will offer a profound relief from symptoms. Now, it's temporary, so it's a bit like medicines in the sense that when you take a medicine, it's only going to last anywhere from 30 minutes or an hour to all the way up to 6 or 7 hours, and then the benefits fall off. So the ketone ester is not a kind of an intervention that allows the body to heal from the inside out. But better yet, I think it is a therapy that will, in the long run, provide wonderful relief to individuals who are a bit far advanced. There's some disabilities involved, some mobility challenges, and when a person gets to the point where they're basically pretty ill, it's difficult to take any positive action at all. It looks to me like the ester itself is something that can be taken, and a person really will get marvelous relief from whatever symptoms they are experiencing. Now, do we really know this for sure? No. But according to Dr. Veach's research, I would say the research indicates that this particular therapy has great promise. Now, having said that, when I say an ester, the idea of a ketone ester has actually never been available to anybody. And that's actually true until just a few months ago. Why not? Well, Dr. Veach has known about ketones as a valuable therapy for neurological symptoms, again, for his entire career, but he also was unable to figure out how to manufacture a ketone ester in the laboratory that would be cost efficient. Now, get this. About 2 years ago, the cost of manufacturing and producing 1 gram of a ketone ester was $1,000. Now, estimates are that a person that's about 160 pounds or so, give or take, is going to need approximately 35, maybe even as much as 40 grams of ester in order to be able to experience a significant relief from symptoms. So, without saying, gosh, isn't it obvious, I'll say, isn't it obvious that nobody could afford, unless they are a triple billionaire, to spend $35,000 or $40,000 a day and just being able to get relief for about 6 or 7 hours. So it wasn't feasible. It wasn't even done. Nobody was producing a ketone ester. Now, what happened was Dr. Veach collaborated with a professor from Oxford in Great Britain on an Army grant. And on this grant, the Army was interested in getting them to figure out how they could produce a ketone ester that could literally be food that would sustain soldiers out in the field who were stranded for weeks, if not months on end. So they did a lot of experimentation using the resources from the grant that I think was about $10 million. And they actually figured out a way to produce a ketone ester at a more economically feasible amount. So what happened about 3 or 4 months ago was several companies emerged. One of them is directly connected with Dr. Veach, so that's the one that I think we really ought to pay most attention to. It's called KetoneAid, KetoneAid.com. The CEO is Frank Losa, and his phone number and access information is available on the website. You cannot order a ketone ester at this time. When I interviewed on the radio show him and we discussed the availability of the ketone ester, there were pre-orders that were being accepted by Frank. And I know some of you in my audience, some of you who are members, actually purchased a pre-order of the ketone ester. Now, what's happened was the actual cost that Frank had to incur of producing these first batches of ketone ester wound up being twice what he had estimated. If you pre-ordered the ester way back 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, you might have been waiting still for a supply, but chances are he's been able to fill some of the supply that he committed to send to you. His cost, however, was twice what he predicted, and he was already costing this at the cost. So whatever you do, if you pre-order, don't cancel your pre-order, because the fact is he's sending you a product at half the cost of actually producing it. Now, having said that, they're going to get the cost of producing down eventually. I talked with him last week, and he is thinking about actually acquiring an entirely new laboratory with new equipment. They've had a lot of contamination and breakdown of material. They've had to redo batches. There's been all sorts of production challenges, and so he's really been struggling with getting this up and running. But once it's up and running, I think you'll find the cost will be relatively reasonable. Now, it's going to still be costly, so you can just imagine if it's going to still cost $1 per gram, the cost is going to be still pretty significant. Now, here's what I wanted everyone to know. So that's basically in somewhat of a holding pattern. Frank is still working diligently to make sure that he fills all of the pre-orders that were processed. He has not opened up officially the ability of people to purchase new ketone esters yet. That will happen. I'll certainly announce that to you and my entire audience when he opens it up. It's not open yet. Now, here's what I want everyone to know. Frank privately told me that he would really like to focus his energies on producing the ketone ester specifically for people who are experiencing Parkinson's symptoms. Now, right now on the website, you'll see the emphasis is on athletes. And, of course, the people who purchased pre-orders wound up being these professional sports teams. So if you are a professional football team or basketball team, you have enormous resources to be able to support your players. And so apparently he had some pretty huge orders from some of these professional teams. And I think Frank is thinking that perhaps a much better use of this scarce resource would be to allocate it to individuals who are confronting neurological challenges. And, of course, he's also actually in a rather close family tie. He's tied to Dr. Veach, and so they're very much collaborating together. Now, what basically Frank explained was, if any of you out there are interested in helping discover exactly what would be the best standard protocol for persons with Parkinson's disease, Frank might be open and willing to send you out a free sample. Now, I'm saying might. That's no guarantee. Depends on how many people he hears from. But it would mean that you would basically be a volunteer research subject. And the best way probably to approach this would be to be sure and listen to my interview with Bill Curtis. Again, he's the individual with Parkinson's symptoms, and Bill has taken upon himself to try to generate some kind of standard protocol that could be issued for persons who would like to use the ester as a possible treatment. So I would suggest to listen to the radio show interview with Bill, and then contact Bill and say, look, if you're at all open to this, I'd like to participate as a research subject or a volunteer, and see if, in fact, Bill would like to somehow incorporate you into their discovery. So in essence, we know that the ketone ester will make a big difference from Dr. Veach's work. We really don't know how much ester would be a good idea to take in conjunction with a ketogenic diet, as well as perhaps taking some ketogenic salts, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we really don't know what would be the cost-effective and the most successful and efficient therapy for people with Parkinson's. It's brand new. The ester is literally just now, within the last few weeks, being taken by individuals. So you're basically the first people really to realize that this is a new and upcoming therapy. And again, if you'd like to be able to volunteer as a research subject, I would say contact Bill and see where that might lead you. And of course, it would also mean that you would probably be also connecting with Frank, the CEO of KetoneAid.com. And it may be possible that you would actually then receive a sample of the ester to take, and so that they could get some evidence of how much do you need to take in order to see a relief from symptoms. And again, this is brand new. We don't have a lot of evidence or information about it, but I wanted you to know that the surprise to me was, although Frank is still struggling to meet all of the pre-orders that were submitted after our radio show interview a number of months ago, he's still open to the possibility of sending out some samples to individuals who'd like to be able to volunteer as research subjects. So that's my story about ketone ester. It's, again, the seventh of these six therapies that I already discussed, and I did not include this as one of the promising therapies. Again, because remember, no pre-orders are even being taken now. They're still struggling with figuring out how to work out the glitches in their production process. But the good news for everyone is it's happening. They will begin to produce this ester much more efficiently here in the coming months. You will, I think, be able to actually order some of the ester. And again, I'd like to suggest that one of the best things, I think, for the folks who are trying to develop this particular standard protocol for persons with Parkinson's disease is to consider volunteering as a research subject. Let me check the questions and answers and see if we've got anything submitted by any individual in writing, and I do not see any questions. Again, those of you out there who connected in to the March Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering, there's a little space there where you can type in topics you'd like for us to discuss or questions you'd like for either me to answer or others to answer, and so be sure to type those in. And what I want to now do is connect in with the individuals who have called in. If you're connecting through your computer, sometimes the best access is to actually just directly call in. Remember, there are local call-in numbers, too. So for those of you in other countries, you can find a local call-in number, and you won't have to pay a lot of extra money to be able to connect to us. So let me now just open up some of the lines of folks who've connected in, see what's up. And if you've got any questions or reports of things that you're doing that are helping or topics you'd like to discuss, now is the time to be able to make that happen. So first, let me open up the line to Bill. Hello, Bill. Are you there?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, all things considered, although I tell you, our weather in Olympia, Washington, has been, as is typical of Washington, mopey for months on end. So it's another one of those mopey days.
Okay, well, you must be used to that by now.
Indeed, yes.
I was intrigued by your interview with the neurologist, Gominek.
Yes.
Gominek.
Yes.
And you're going to do a follow-up with her? Did I understand that correctly?
That's exactly right. I tell you, she is a very busy medical doctor, and yet we've already scheduled, and I put up a show page on the radio show page for April the 11th at 12 noon Pacific time. And she's going to follow up and provide some specifics on her argument that others may not be aware of. But basically, Dr. Gominek is a neurologist, and for many years in her practice, she did what all neurologists would do. That is to prescribe these kind of standard authorized medications for Parkinson's. And she came to the conclusion it really wasn't helping people very much. And so she interviewed people pretty extensively and decided that the key to being able to recover wound up being inducing deep sleep, the REM sleep that is associated with healing at the cellular level. So her work for the last, gosh, it's been about 20 years, has been to figure out ways that can facilitate enduring sleep. And her argument is that's the key. And once people are able to drop down into that deep level of sleep, healing will happen. And so it's almost as if she's saying, you can put aside all of these other little, you know, techniques and therapies. Shoot, the fact is that if you can just really drop down, you will actually succeed. But Bill, let me also say, because other listeners have not heard that particular interview, I had the advantage of actually spending about 3 hours with Dr. Gominick. She came to Olympia to give a presentation, and we got together and had some lunch. And she explained that I thought was quite fascinating that when she would ask her patients diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, how is your sleep? She said almost everybody would say, oh, I sleep just fine. And yet when she explored that further with spouses and friends and family members, the spouses or family members would begin to report the fact that the patient, the individual, their spouse or their family member, was basically falling asleep throughout the day or was tired all the time, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, they were reporting evidence that the person really wasn't aware of, that fact they were not getting the deep sleep that they needed. Another comment that I really want to make that she explained is that the sleep medications will conk you out successfully in most cases. And, of course, that's what people are looking for. But she explained that they do not enable an individual to drop down into that deep level of sleep critical for healing from the inside out. And so she's not an advocate of the sleep medication. She's basically saying there have to be other natural ways to make that happen. And she's got some recommendations on some supplement, et cetera, et cetera. She does consultations with people. And so she's a wonderful, wonderful resource. So we're going to hear more specifically from her what she is going to recommend when it comes to promoting not just the feeling that you're closing your eyes at night and you're not waking up until the morning, but rather promoting that deep level of REM sleep that is critical for healing. So it's a fascinating discussion. She is a neurologist. It's the last thing you would expect a neurologist would be promoting, since most neurologists are pretty standard in terms of their approach. So for those of you interested in this particular topic, be sure to access that interview on the radio show page. And you can access it easily, of course, on the member website page where we have the radio show interviews all categorized. So it's right up there, and a discussion of sleep basically is what she presents. And again, she'll be back as a guest on the show scheduled for April the 11th at noon Pacific time.
Yeah, she seemed to be saying, I don't know if I understood this correctly, but if you find yourself waking up and basically after, let's say, 3 or 4 or 5 hours of sleep and you haven't moved or you don't appear to have moved or shifted around or turned over, I always assumed that was a good thing, but I think she was saying that was not a good thing. If you're in REM sleep, you should be moving
exactly.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Around.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Did I get it
right? That's my understanding too, Bill. We can make sure to clarify that with her to understand exactly what she's talking about when she says you'll be moving some. I know when they do sleep studies, the REM activity is through the activity in the eyes. They can see with the
right.
Quick blinking of the eyes, and that makes sense that the body's going to kind of be jerking around when you're really in that deep level of sleep. And it also logically makes sense to me that you're going to be jerking around a little bit unconsciously because that's going to be releasing a lot of the stresses and traumas that have been experienced just from the previous 24 or 12 hours.
Exactly. So maybe you could, when you talk to her again, maybe you could ask her to clarify that.
I will, Bill. We'll add that to the questions that we ask her. I'll make a note of that right now to make sure we cover that. And if you're able to hear the interview live, you might need to remind me, but hopefully not. I will add that to the list of questions that we ask her.
Yeah, because it seems a little, I mean, it makes a certain logical sense, but it, you know, I always assumed that the more relaxed you were, the better, and that, you know, people complain about their spouse moving around too much or making noises or thrashing around.
Right, and maybe it can get too excessive, and so you need something in between.
Yeah.
Well, let's check
so
with
maybe
her.
There's a...
Let's find out from her what she says about that.
The
revelation for me, Bill, I have to say, because I only just discovered this a few months ago, was she's basically saying that most people do not acknowledge or recognize that sleep is a real issue for them. I thought, that's interesting. So it seems to me that she's got a great deal to offer all of us. So for those of you listening, be sure to check that particular radio show interview with Dr. Stasia Gominik, G-O-M-I-N-A-K, and she's stationed in Tyler, Texas.
Yeah, well, I look forward to the second one.
Oh, good. Yeah, as I do, Bill. And is there anything else you wanted to cover or ask or topics you want to address?
One thing real quickly. Are you familiar with this Parkinson's Foundation called Davis Finney?
Yes, I've certainly heard of them. Yes.
Because I thought I'd mention just for other people, they offer a completely free, fairly comprehensive book on Parkinson's written by a whole group of different people, social workers, neurologists, patients, et cetera, that they just offer free of charge. So that, and I ordered one, it came immediately. It's actually pretty comprehensive and pretty interesting.
Wonderful
suggestion.
Davis Finney Foundation, and that's their website, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Finney. Hold on, I got it here. Spell it for you. P-H-I-N-N-E-Y.
Awesome.
And it seems, you know, pretty benign organization. They bombard you with emails after you order, but it's nothing horrible.
Good. Well, that's a wonderful suggestion. So for those of you who are listening, that's a free resource, and Bill reports that it's been very beneficial, so take advantage.
Yeah, the book is called, let me grab it here. I think it's Every Victory Counts.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
a big
wonderful.
Spiral-bound, almost phone book-sized thing that has quite a lot of information, some of which is people probably already know. But for those of us who like to read about what we're dealing with, it's a good source.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Bill, for letting us know about that wonderful free resource. And I should, just as a follow-up, I should mention that for those of you that do have the Road to Recovery book that I produced, there is a cost to that of $32, but it's not just a book. It's access to each of the radio show interviews. Now, those radio show interviews are free to access anyway. The problem is that they're not categorized, and so they're a little bit difficult to find. So you can dip into the radio show page, and you can listen to any of the interviews. But the book itself organizes all of the shows so that it's easy to access a show that I might have aired, an interview that I would have aired with a medical professional or somebody who knows a great deal about what it takes to reverse symptoms back of 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. So it's just an easy way to be able to access all that information. The quick links are from the PDF. So when you click on the links in the PDF, you can immediately go to the radio show page. And then the dates are listed in the actual paperback book. And so you've got the date, you can go to the radio show page and then, you know, click back to that particular interview. So the cost to me to provide that free service of the radio show interviews is $3,000 a year. So I charge a little bit for my book rather than making it free because I've got to cover the cost of the radio show.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you for providing that sort of index that you do, because previously it was difficult to find. I had to kind of slog through one by one and guess whether something would be on the topic that you were looking for.
I know, Bill. That's my feeling, too. It's like, oh, my God. And the only way I could figure out how to do that easily would be to just, you know, organize the book so that it would be much easier for people to access all of that.
Yeah, and that was a tremendous improvement. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. An honor and a privilege.
That's all I got. Thank you for what you do, as usual.
You're most welcome, Bill. It's, again, a pleasure and an honor. And thank you so much for connecting in and being with us on these sessions. It just means a great deal to me as well.
Sure.
And so now let me check down here to Trula. Hello, Trula. Are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hi. Hi there. What's up with you?
Well, just trying different therapies. I guess the question I have is, you know, when you're doing more than one thing that's new, how do you know which is working? It's kind of a problem. I feel like I need to do one thing at a time, but then many of the therapies, you have to do them for months before you really know for sure whether or not they're helping.
Well, that's exactly right. What I could report, just speaking from a research perspective, truly is, as you know, I have aired official interviews with about 75 individuals who've succeeded with reversing their symptoms to one degree or another. And, of course, there are many other people I've talked with, but they have not really wanted to be guests on the radio show. And what is common among absolutely every one of those individuals is none of them rely on simply one technique or one therapy. None of them do. Each person has a different set of approaches, of habits, of routines that they engage in order to be able to succeed. And so I've sort of drawn to the conclusion that I don't think in the long run, since the goal is to be able to see a sustained relief from symptoms, it makes sense to treat yourself as sort of a research subject where you're going to try one therapy and see if it makes a difference. It seems to me the best strategy is to use your own instinct, your own wisdom, your gut instinct, literally, about which therapies you need, and that can be guided by your sense of what's causing the symptoms, and then just embrace a set of therapies that address those causes. So chances are the reason a combination is really needed is there's not just one factor at play. So I think it's a mistake to believe that the real culprit here is a dopamine deficiency. I think that's way, way, way too simplistic. So if, for example, there's a combination of issues that are problematic for an individual, and let's just, for example, say it's heavy metal contamination, and number two, it's stress and trauma and anxiety. Well, as you can imagine, the therapies that would address the toxin issue are going to be different than the therapies that will address the stress and the anxiety and the trauma. So I think that's why when I interview people and they begin to discuss the therapies that are succeeding for them, that they're not just talking about one. They're talking about a number of different therapies. And I guess the other comment that I want to make, Trula, is just a way of thinking about this is, in the course that I actually am just concluding this week, A Giant Leap for Recovery, in the class on Friday, that will be the concluding class, I'm going to basically make one important overview point. And that point is that none of the steps that I have introduced during the class, there are 14 different steps, and none of them focus on symptoms. None of them. They all are focused on supporting your body's innate ability to heal, to eliminate toxic residues, to be able to reduce stress. And so my sense at this point, having been thinking about this now for 14 years, is that if you spend a lot of energy focusing on symptoms, And let's say, for example, the symptom would be a tremor. And so all day long, the focus is on, okay, what therapies are going to help calm the tremor? What tremor? You're literally, I think, giving fuel to the fire, so to speak, when it comes to that particular problem. So if you'll just think of what the universe is doing, the universe is sort of listening to a person, and the person is basically, with a lot of other words, they keep on saying the word tremor. And throughout the day, they're thinking that word, let's say, 1,000 times. Well, the universe, and I'm using the word universe as sort of that that sense of how is it that we are held in a body. And basically the universe says, okay, tremor, that's what they want. So they make sure that your tremor continues. In other words, instead of focusing on the illness, which is a low energy kind of a problem, a challenge, when you begin to focus on the high energy issues of healing and supporting your life force, as it turns out, healing really does then begin to unfold. And so if you're thinking of therapies that will suppress the symptoms, that's what's usually happening when you're focusing on the symptom itself. So you're focusing on the symptom and you're saying, okay, what therapies are going to basically put this symptom to rest, to suppress the symptom? And that's just temporary, unfortunately. That's just temporary. That'll happen, you know, in the short run, but you'll probably have to continue to use the therapy. So in the long run, I think the best kind of strategy is to say, all right, how about let's just begin to focus on all the kind of wonderful things that I can do for my body that will be healing. So that's another way to think about it. And that's not to say not to use all these wonderful therapies. Don't get me wrong. I think they can be spectacular, quite frankly, in terms of you know, being able to facilitate healing in the body. So I don't want to discourage any of that. But I think it's also important to be able to really focus a lot of energy on what it takes to be able to support the body's ability to come back into balance, which is the body's natural state. The body's natural state is that state of balance. It's not the state of illness and unwellness. But so I would say I wouldn't worry about it. You're doing multiple therapies, it sounds like?
Yes.
And you can't quite tell how it's going. It's like it's not clear whether anything is helping. Would that be a fair summary?
Well, it just takes time. And if you're doing several things at once, you're not sure what's coming from where, you know, what's working and what's not.
Oh, yeah.
What's helping. I understand what you're saying about the wellness aspect and not focusing on symptoms. I think about the only symptom I really do focus on is whether or not I'm getting enough sleep and the good quality of sleep and how that affects me during the next day, because I really have long recognized that sleep is the most important factor for me anyway. I can really tell the difference if I don't get enough sleep and quality sleep.
Right.
You know, a lot of people say that I'm sleeping too much because I'll sleep 8 hours or even 9 hours, but sometimes I just know I need it.
Exactly, or even more.
Yeah, I just need it, so I have to do it.
Yep, that's how the body heals. That's exactly what we were talking about earlier with Dr. Stasha Gominet's argument.
Right, but everything else, you know, the other direct therapies are, it's not, like you said, it's not like a medication. It's not like something you take a few hours later, you can tell if it's helping you. It's a long-term process, and you're looking for your overall sense of wellness, but it's just hard to know what to attribute it to. Was it more the change of diet? Was it more the exercise? Was it more some of these devices that we've been trying out? And, you know, what is it doing it?
I know it. And it's really, the real answer probably is it's a combination of everything that you know is a positive kind of a strategy to help the body come back into balance. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the other kind of comment that I can just pass on is that oftentimes when the body is healing, you will feel worse. And so it may feel like some of what you're doing is not really helping, but it may be that your body is just working. For instance, detoxing will make you feel a little bit lousy. And so it may be that the body's really doing what it needs to do. It just doesn't feel like it in the moment.
Yeah.
The other question I've got for you is, Trula, in terms of muscle testing, do you muscle test very often anything?
No, because I don't really understand how it works or what to do.
So there's a little booklet that I wrote about four self-administered muscle testing techniques that you can learn how to do yourself. I'm guessing you probably haven't seen that, right?
Right.
Well, why don't you email me after our program today, and I will send you that little booklet.
Okay.
And it's four muscle testing techniques. I these are the ones that I use all the time myself. So if you search on the Internet, you'll find dozens and dozens of muscle testing techniques. They all just really access the wisdom of the body. Many of them rely on someone else. So, you know, you go to somebody like a chiropractor, and you'll put out your arm, and they'll push your arm down.
Mm-hmm.
When the body is saying yes, the body will respond in a position of strength. And when the body is saying no, it'll respond in a position of weakness. But I've discovered these little methods that I can do myself, so I don't have to rely on somebody else. So let me send you that, and then we've got a little echo here, Trula, so I'm going to just click you off for a minute. So basically what I'm suggesting is that you find a self-administered muscle testing technique that you're comfortable with. And then for these various therapies that you're using, you can test them out using muscle testing. And it may be that you can ask the question, is this particular therapy helping me today? You can just ask very specifically. That's the key to muscle testing. You don't ask general questions. You want to be very specific. And so you'll ask, I'm getting this therapy today at 2 o'clock. Is this something my body needs today at 2 o'clock? Yes or no? So ask your body, you know, very specifically and see what your body responds with. So you have to be specific in muscle testing. A lot of people don't realize that. They might just ask the question, do I need this therapy? Yes or no? Well, the body's not going to give you a clear answer because it may be that you don't need the therapy today, but you need it next week. You see what I mean? So you have to be very specific when you begin to ask muscle testing questions. And, of course, it's really great if there's an object that you can hold when you actually muscle test. You don't have to, but it's great if it's a medicine or supplement or device. You can just put your hand on it and then muscle test that to ask, do I need to use this now? Is this therapy helping, et cetera, et cetera? Ask a lot of very specific questions. So that's another way that you can get an answer. And again, my caution would be if you pursue the muscle testing approach, do not ask general questions. Be sure to ask very specific questions. Again, because you may get the impression the therapy is not helping, but that's not really what's happening. It's just you may be overloading your body with too much stimuli. The body can only process so much. So the problem may be the therapy has been useful, but you're getting too much of it. And that's oftentimes the case with detoxes, is what happens is a person is rushing it up too quickly and the body is really struggling to be able to eliminate all the toxic residue. It's just overloaded. It's fatigued. It's way, way too tired. And it can't quite do the work that it needs to do. So sometimes it's just a question not of is it really beneficial. It's a question of how frequently do you want to actually do that therapy. So let me click you back in since we had a little echo there. And anything else, Trula? Is the follow-up or observations or topics?
No, I just want to say I'm sorry that you didn't get a good turnout for last month's support group. I hope that today's better.
Not too good, Trula, and it's a little surprising. We have three persons who've called in, but we have a number of people on the web who've called in. So, I'm a little surprised that we don't have more folks. It would be wonderful if we had a big, big group of people that we could all connect with, but not today for some reason. Well, thank you for that.
Okay.
Thank you for that extra support.
Good luck.
Thank you so much, Trula. So let me now check in with the third person that we have who've called in, and that's Storm Gianhog from Walnut Creek, California. Hello, are you there? I'm not sure this is the right name. It's the name that came up on the phone system. It's Storm, and it's a call from Walnut Creek, California. And I've got your sort of line open. Just wanted to say hi. What's up?
Yeah, I just want to say hi.
Well, hello. It's wonderful to hear from you and for you to call in. Sounds like you're just here to listen.
Oh, yeah, it's my first time.
Oh, good. Well, thank you so much for connecting in today.
No problem.
Any questions or anything you need to address?
I'm quite new. I have very mild symptoms. I just detected 2 weeks ago. So my doctor said you can take the medication to confirm your symptoms, but I did not. I tried to use a natural way to deal with my symptoms and find out the root cause of the problem.
Well, let me just say that's a wonderful approach in my book of good approaches. So, and the other encouraging news that I want to pass on to you is I've followed people with these symptoms now for 14 years, and the one observation I can pass on to you is people who begin to take action early, which is exactly what you are doing, have wonderful results. Yeah, the individuals that tend to really have more of a challenge are people who wait. They begin to take some medicines, and that works for a while. Wonderful. But then their symptoms get worse and worse. They begin to have more handicap kind of challenges. They're not able to exercise, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they're not able to take care of themselves. And so the challenge of being able to heal is much more significant. But, boy, for the interviews I've done with people who started early, results have been just really wonderful that they're able, and I'm sure this will happen with you, you can figure out how to address the cause and bingo, you know, get your life back.
Oh, okay. That's very, very encouraging.
Good, good, as it should be. So best of luck to you in whatever you decide to do. And let us know here in our future support group meetings what's working, what's not working, so everybody else can hear.
Yeah, right now I'm starting to learn Chinese Qigong because I grew up in that environment in China, but I never practiced it. So in my younger years, I always laughing at Qigong.
And now you're thinking,
well,
so for your information, as I've already, I think, reviewed a number of different previous times, there are many, many different therapies that people embrace that really do the trick for them. Bianca Mollet, M-O-L-L-E, is an individual who has been a guest on the radio show. You may have already seen and heard her story, but she basically has gotten wonderful results with Qigong. She does it every day, and that's really been her solution.
Yes.
So be sure to follow Bianca's work because she's done marvelous work in discovering Qigong has been the answer for her.
Yeah, she's my role model. I ordered the book, the same one, written by her and you.
Oh, yes, right, which is the interview that I had with her.
Yes, and I finished that book, which is very helpful. I got some information. I got on her website. That's how I got on your information website.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
And I joined the membership just 2 days ago.
Wonderful. Well, you're on the road to recovery. So you've got some wonderful resources.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the Qigong is a wonderful therapy. You know, everybody has, they're drawn to different kinds of therapies that work, but that's one that really helps center you and it somehow is able to dissolve all sorts of traumas and stresses in the moment and really makes a huge difference.
Yes. Yes. I just ordered her another book called Reboot and Rejoice. I haven't received it yet.
Great.
So I'm going to read that book and I'll let you know later.
Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here at our March support group gathering. It's wonderful to have you with us.
No problem. It's a very good group. I want to get more information and learn from different people and learn from you.
Oh, great. And know that there are all those website pages that we've got that are updated every single day, the meditations, the radio shows, and so be sure to access those because every day the point is to go in and get a fresh dose of energy and to realize that recovery is happening for you now.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for having this group.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure and an honor. Let me look to see the questions and answers and see what we've got to cover. We've got one from Julie. So let me read this. This just came in here. Hi, Robert. In your program on the new therapies, which was excellent, did you feature, have to put this over a bit, the biophoton therapy? Is that still on your list as being a good therapy? So much going on here, I may have missed that part of the program. So biophoton therapy, yes. It is a wonderful therapy. I did not include that in the list of new therapies because, as it turns out, there are a very limited number of biophoton therapists that practice not only in the United States but elsewhere. The inventor that I had as a guest on Parkinson's Recovery Radio, Johann Boswinkel, was in the United States for several years in 2012, 13, and 14, but then he went back to the Netherlands, and Johann has sold his marvelous invention called the Shiren, to some Middle East interests. And so, as it turns out, the support system for therapists who do biophoton therapy is pretty limited. There are, by my estimate, about 40 or so therapists across the United States and some in Canada, but they're not that many. It is a wonderful therapy. There's no doubt about it. When I did the interview with Johann, I was attracted and drawn to it. I went down to get therapies myself. He was a presenter at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Santa Fe. And Deborah and I decided we were going to actually purchase the Shiren and get training on how to use it for ourselves. And so we've been using that as a therapy for ourselves now for about 6 years. So in essence, yes, it is a valuable and useful therapy. It is a good therapy. If you can find therapists in your area, I think it would be worth pursuing that. And so I certainly, depending on when I do consultations with people, if it sounds like that might be useful, I'll search for a therapist near to where they actually live. But I didn't cover it. And again, the reason is because, unfortunately, the therapy was sold. I'm not sure what's happened to that, but I know Johann is on to inventing other kinds of things. So much going on here, and I'm continuing to read what's written. So much going on here, I may have missed part of the program. Oh, well, listen to the replay, and you'll be able to hear what's on. Thank you, Julie. Hope your hearing is still good. Oh, right. It is. My hearing is excellent. That's one of the reasons I got the therapy, and boy, did it make a huge difference. As an aside, just today I saw the cataract drops. That would be the Can-See eye drops. I do not know how I missed them. I had cataract surgery on Friday. Would prefer to have given drops a try first. So what Julie is talking about is there are some eye drops that are called Can-See. We have a website that we have monitored and available for people to purchase those websites. It's one of the ways that I help subsidize the free services at Parkinson's Recovery. I use the drops all the time myself. Research shows that they're effective in about 90 to 95% of the cases. So it's an excellent therapy for persons who would prefer to avoid cataract surgery. But Julie, I'd like to mention one other thing. So the reason for the cataracts, according to the research, is inflammation. What the Can-See eye drops do is they get inflammation under control. And that's why, as it turns out, the research shows they are effective, again, in about 90 or 95% of the cases. So with cataract surgery, you are able to eliminate the current problem with the cataracts. But from the reports I hear back, many individuals begin to experience a reclouding of their eyes. And their surgeons will say, oh, we need to clean that up. Again, and they'll go back in and do some follow-up surgeries. Doesn't happen to everybody, but it does happen to some. Now, the reason for that is inflammation is a still problem. So it oftentimes is a good idea to actually use the CAN-C at least one drop a day, even though you've already had the surgery, to make sure that the cataract does not reform. Again, the reason for the cataracts is because of inflammation, and the one thing that the CAN-C eye drops do is they basically bring inflammation under control. That's what the research showed was the cause, and that's why they wind up being successful. And then Julie continues to say, time to focus on what is most important, and that would be Parkinson's recovery. Well, great, Julie. That's wonderful to hear. Thank you for doing the research for us to check out. First priority will be to listen to the sessions I missed and review the ones I was able to listen to in your newest class. Oh, yes, right. What Julie's referring to is the class that I'm just concluding this week, which is Giant Leap for Recovery. Well, wonderful, Julie. All of those are recorded and available, and so you can begin to merge into the various steps that I've recommended. There are 14 tiny steps. And the whole purpose here is to say, all right, you take each little tiny step. They're not big ones to take, little tiny ones. And ultimately what happens is you are able to take a giant leap for recovery. And then we, for those of you that may not have heard the news, I'm sponsoring here next week on Monday the Jumpstart to Recovery course that meets on the Mondays throughout the month of April. And you are most welcome to enter and entertain that as a course, which I offer to provide continuing support to persons currently diagnosed. The focus of that course that I've taught now for about 4 or 5 years and has been very helpful to a number of individuals is to facilitate your ability to identify the cause of your symptoms. And then once each person is able to have a pretty good idea of what the cause or causes are, then we work on identifying therapies that can address those causes or that cause. So that's the whole purpose of Jumpstart to Recovery. It's an approach that basically says there are a lot of factors that contribute to these symptoms, and let's then figure out for ourselves what's most important to attend to first. A lot of people focus more on suppressing symptoms, which is really an approach that doesn't focus really what the problem is. Instead, the idea here is, well, instead of suppressing symptoms, how about stepping back and saying, what's the cause? And then once you address the cause, bingo, you'll find that you'll begin to experience a wonderful relief from whatever symptoms you are experiencing. So I'm going to refresh the questions here to see if we've got any more that are submitted. Again, Julie, thanks so much for writing in. And again, that biophoton therapy is really quite wonderful, and I would recommend it to anyone. Again, to summarize, the problem is that there's so few therapists out there these days that I didn't include that on the list of promising therapies for people with Parkinson's. Hopefully, we'll see some transformation of that therapy and in the future years, and people will more be able to access it. But right now, it's a pretty limited access node. And I do think there is this one practitioner in Walnut Creek, so that's a wonderful advantage for anybody who lives in Walnut Creek, because there is a medical doctor who does the biophoton therapy for her patients. So that's the March support group gathering news for everyone. Remember that there are recordings of all of the replays of our support group gathering, so you can hear folks call in and talk about their various challenges and issues, what's helping, what's not helping. And so realize that that particular member page is available on your membership, and you can listen to all of these recordings at your leisure, as well as listen to all of the radio show programs at your leisure as well. That's what's happening then on the shores of the Puget Sound that are, as I mentioned a little earlier, a little bit gloomy today, where all the women are smart, all the men are, of course, handsome, and all of the children are truly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you have joined as a Parkinson's recovery member and that you're listening to this particular support group gathering today, that you indeed are, along with everyone else who's a part of this journey, on the road to recovery. Thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to connecting with you in April, the last Monday for our April support group gathering. Be sure to check in with all of the member websites that we update every day. There is, believe it or not, a wealth of information on those websites that I update every single day to support your journey down the road to recovery. Robert Rogers, your host, it's been a pleasure and an honor.